Good morning again. It's good to be with you today. And I didn't notice anyone looking up. I added a few extra words for the gospel. So, okay, people got it. I'm glad you were awake. I never know when it gets this warm, you might be sleeping. But I put those words in just kind of as a reminder to me and kind of as a starting place. Because a long time ago, and I just found out Anders is heading out on internship next week to, it just went out of my head, Spamville, Austin, Minnesota. So our seminarian is getting ready to experience his internship. And about 25, 26 years ago, Pastor Pam and I went out on internship. And we told the church, send us where you would have us go. And I ended up 3 miles from Montana and about 60 miles from Canada. So they sent us to a fairly nice corner of North Dakota. And as I got out there, I started to learn about farming. I am not a farmer. I have no farming in my blood. I'm a city boy. And so I started to learn about farming. The first thing they were going to do was have me go out into the field and help them pick rocks. It's before they told me they had a rock picker. I didn't buy that one. But I remember we got to this Sunday with the seed of the mustard. And I thought, oh, there's all sorts of mustard around here. So I went and pulled out the great big yellow plant, put it in front of the pulpit, was going to talk about the mustard seed. Well, it was a different kind of weed. I'm learning, and I'm growing. And as I spend more time around farmers and talking to farmers, I'm learning more about what it means to be a good farmer. And I thought about that because the last 2 weeks with Jesus, I'm thinking, I'm not sure he's a very good farmer. Because last week, if you remember the gospel, when it came time to spread the seed, he just threw it. He didn't care where it went. He didn't care where it landed. He had no concern for the seed. Some of it grew and some of it didn't. And this week, when it came time to go farming, Jesus planted good seed, but the weeds came up because of the enemy that sowed the weeds and the seed. And Jesus' end to this, I think, is very good, but I wonder, could he have protected the field a little bit more? And I kind of go back and forth. But I think one of the things, as I've been reading these parables, as I've been reading these gospels, as I've been reflecting, and I think it's something that's important for us, is it's important for us to remember that as people, and as people of God, one of the things that we do in our lives is we grow. And growth is a process. If you think about the things you know today that you didn't know 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, think about the growth that has happened in your life. I know back when I started seminary, I saw little kids coming to communion, and I thought, boy, that's not right. And then I had my own children, and I had a wonderful learning experience as I started to understand what it means when Jesus says, take and eat. And I've grown, and I've learned in my own life and in my own journey. And I think that's true of all of us, is that as we move through life, we grow, we learn, we do things well, we do things poorly, we make mistakes, we start over, and we try again. And I think about that, because how do we grow? How do we grow? Think about how children grow. They need nurture. They need learning, and they need love. And as we get nurture, learning, and love, we mature and we grow. And as I thought about that, it brought me back to that passage from Romans. Because in Romans, St. Paul is telling us that we are the adopted children of God. And as I think about that, I think what's very important is that word adopted. Because adopted for me in the context of children of God, adopted children of God means that God chose us. God chose us to be God's children. We didn't choose God. We didn't find God. We didn't find Jesus. He wasn't lost. But God chose us to be God's adopted children. And as God's adopted children, God chose us to be heirs of God's kingdom. Because children are heirs. And as the children of God, we are heirs to God's kingdom. And I think when we look at the parable in this light that we are children of God, chosen by God to be God's children, I think that it says a lot to us. Because first of all, I think that the promise of Christ in the parable, the promise of Christ is that the kingdom of God is a promise that's given to the children of God. It's a promise that's been given to you and I that we have God's grace, God's love, God's mercy, and God's forgiveness. Even when we sin and fail, even when we fail to grow, even when we may not feel that we're mature enough, God still loves us, and God still fills us with His grace and His love and His mercy and His comfort. But there's another promise in this parable that doesn't really seem like a promise. But as I thought about it more and more, it is. It's the promise that sin, death, and the devil, that the powers of evil, will be burned and thrown into the unquenchable fire. It's a promise that God will destroy evil. It hasn't happened yet. And that's one of the tensions that we live with as the children of God, is we know that God will prevail. We know that we will have the kingdom. We know that we are God's children. But it hasn't happened yet. So what does that mean for us today, brothers and sisters in Christ, here at First Lutheran in Galesburg? I think, first of all, it is a strong reminder for us, a reminder that we live as the children of God. We live knowing that God has named us and claimed us and chosen us as His children. We live knowing that it is God who chose us, not us who chose God. And as one who has been chosen and one who has been called, we know that we are called to sow the seed of the gospel. We have been called to live and to love and to nurture. To nurture and live in love with one another, to nurture and to live in love with the world, to go forth and to share that word of God by feeding the hungry, housing the homeless, clothing the naked, by welcoming the stranger, the alien, and everyone we meet, by welcoming and embracing everyone with the love of God that's been poured into our hearts. We can feed, we can heal, we can love, we can welcome, we can embrace, because God has first done those things for us. Brothers and sisters in Christ, be Christ in the world. Because as you are Christ, as you love and lead and nurture, and heal and help and show compassion, the world is changed for good, for the God who chose you to be His child. Amen.